Well, we have been spending much of the last couple of days, of course, talking about, honoring, and sharing stories and memories of the late, great Senator, Russell, Kansas native, Bob Dole on KCMO Talk Radio. And we now welcome on one of our two local, current U.S. Senators. Jerry Moran joins us on KCMO Talk Radio. Senator, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time. And what has been going through your mind, looking back and thinking back on your relationship with Bob Dole, and obviously a similar path for you two as well? So what's this been like for you the last couple of days, and what's come to mind?
Pete, thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for your attention to Senator Dole and his life, his public service. I would highlight, we often talk about public service. I don't want people to forget his tremendous service to our nation in the Army, his service in World War II, and his continued interest. My view is that, and again, I don't know this, just my observations, Bob Dole is the first United States senator I ever met personally. We come from the same county, the same part of Kansas, and he is certainly part of a generation of Kansans' lives. Many Kansans, really almost without exception, have respect and regard, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. And that kind of elected official, that kind of politician is hard to find these days. So there's a role model aspect to this. But I would take us back to Bob Dole's service in the Army. And terrible wounds, not expected to live, and recovered. And I think that had to shape the way he looked at his life, a sense that I'm lucky to have another day, need to use my life in a way that makes the world a better place. And his empathy for veterans, his empathy for those with disabilities, the kinds of things that he championed, that he's well known for, not necessarily just the nuts and bolts, the day-to-day legislating that Bob Dole was involved in, but the kind of world-class issues that became his hallmark, I think come from his experience in service and his near-death in the battlefields of Italy. So I admire and respect Bob Dole for his legislative endeavors and hope that we can replicate them. But I would say that his military service stands out to me as a defining feature of his life. And then I would add his love of Kansas and Kansans. I think it's something that's valuable to grow up in a small town. And following his injuries in World War II, he was in rehabilitation for months in Michigan at a VA hospital, then returned home to Russell, where the citizens of his hometown began the care and treatment, the support. All my adult life, all my early childhood life, I've heard the stories of Bob's return to Russell, the cigar boxes in the drugstore where in high school he was a soda jerk, but up and down Main Street with people putting in their nickels and dimes and their dollars to try to find the resources necessary to see that Bob Dole returned to a better physical state than he otherwise would have been, and to pay the bills. Mm-hmm. And again, that experience has to have a long-term consequence in which you owe a debt to the folks back home. And Bob Dole worked his life to fulfill that debt that I'm quite certain he knew he had to the folks in Kansas.
Senator Jerry Moran's on KCMO. Senator, you touched on there, growing up in a similar part of the state, and you're right. I mean, for people that don't know around here, the place you grew up, Plainville, is more or less right down the road from Russell, and then similar path, first district congressperson to then U.S. Senate. How much did that come up in your conversations with the senator? What was that like, taking a very similar path politically, at least through life, and what his advice was, if any, that you remember most as you look back on his life?
Well, Pete, I hate to admit that, but I was the kid who joined teenage Republicans as a teenager and was hugely active in Republican politics and met Bob Dole in that capacity. I've known him for nearly 50 years. And it was, and I was the guy who lived in Hayes, and Bob Dole would fly into the Hayes airport, and my task was to get Bob Dole from Hayes to Russell. I had the opportunities to have conversations with him I remember the presidential campaign. I met John McCain for the first time at the Hayes Airport because John McCain was Bob Dole's campaign chairman, and they were returning home to Russell to kick off a campaign. And, of course, every presidential race meant a trip to Russell for an announcement. I was not at, annoyingly to me, not at Russell when President Ford and Bob Dole came home to Russell, Bob Dole's home to Russell, to announce Bob Dole as the vice presidential candidate. So the geography has a play. I mean, it goes back. My grandparents knew Bob Dole's parents. Party line times, and that doesn't mean anything to anybody today, but the phones were party lines. And I remember my parents telling me that Vina Dole, Bob Dole's mother, had called. Where they were on the phone on the party line talking about Bob Dole's injuries and circumstances in Italy. Could my dad, Ray, try to find, who also was serving in Italy at the time, could my dad try to find Bob Dole and see how he was and report home to a family? So there's a long history there. But Bob, the thing that probably, in my mind, I represent, I serve in what I'd call the Bob Dole seat. It doesn't, what many people would call the Bob Dole seat. So two senators, the seat that I occupy is the one that Bob Dole occupied. And always that meant trying to make certain that I do things in a way that, again, I can't replicate his, I can't fill his shoes, but to try to do things differently. And we had many conversations over a long period of time. Pete, I wanted to tell you that, I mean, I intend to be in Russell to the services that are expected to occur on Saturday. But I thought you, and maybe you and your listeners know this, but Senator Dole will lie in state. That's a special phrase, and that will be on Thursday morning here in the Capitol Rotunda. He's only the 36th person in America in our history to lie in state. It's a really rare honor. The last Kansan, for example, was Dwight Eisenhower, which I always found Bob Dole so respectful of. Bob Dole often quoted President Eisenhower, often talked about what Eisenhower had done. And I think, again, that comes from that service in World War II where Eisenhower, well, ultimately the president, Eisenhower was Bob Dole's commander-in-chief. And that relationship was hugely important in Senator Dole's life. There will then be, after the lying in state on Thursday, it begins at 10 a.m. and throughout the day, where people can walk by the casket and pay their respects, as we've seen from time to time on television. But then there'll be a...
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
A service, a funeral service at the National Cathedral. Expect our former presidents and the president to be there. Lots of what we would call distinguished guests to attend. And then Saturday, the body will be transported back to Kansas for a funeral in Russell and a ceremony in Topeka. And that will give many other Kansans the opportunity to pay their respects. I don't know this officially, but the expectation is that Bob Dole will be buried in Arlington National Cemetery.
Very interesting. Very good information from Senator Jerry Moran. Senator, let's end it on the personality of Bob Dole that really shined to so many Kansans and Americans after, ironically enough, he was out of office. So I know that, you know, having known him for 50 years, you probably saw this on a far more regular basis. But that personality that we saw in commercials, that we saw on late night TV, how much did he enjoy that and that really become part of who he was and how Americans got to know him better, too?
I remember after the 96 presidential election, and then he appeared on the late night talk and entertainment shows, how many people, sometimes even Kansans, who would say, if I'd only known that was the Bob Dole, I would have voted for him. Or it just that his wit, his intellect. I mean, I think wit requires something that's called intelligence. And he had that. I never found Senator Dole to be the back-slapping, the joke-telling kind of image that sometimes politicians have. When Bob Dole was in the room, it was always respectful. I mean, he was polite, had a smile on his face, shook hands, and remembered everyone's name. I had a person, a Kansan, tell me that they were in Washington State during the presidential campaign, and they went to a rally, and they were just in the big crowd, and Senator Dole saw them there and called them by name. And time again, as I travel Kansas, I feel the best. I remember being at Marquette, Kansas, and the guy who was driving me in the parade seemingly was about 90 years old then, and he got his old Cadillac out of the garage and said, you know, the last parade this car's been in was when I took Bob Dole down Main Street of Marquette, Kansas. There were all these kind of personal relationships that existed because Bob Dole worked so hard, and his personality was one that, again, I think you're very deferential. I've been in meetings where Bob Dole had cast a couple of votes that I'm aware of that caused some Kansans, in some cases farmers, to be annoyed at his decision. I remember bankers, tax code issue. Bob Dole chaired the Finance Committee in order to get a compromise, a common sense, I don't know, a compromise bill done. He'd voted in a way that was annoying to some of his constituents. But nobody, I mean, they would talk about it, but they never lost their respect for him because of the way he carried himself, his history, his experience as a war hero, but the way that he could just bring out the sense that he was somebody who was not a politician in the negative sense, but a politician who was capable of accomplishing things that Kansans expected. I remember when Bob Dole changed committee assignments from agriculture to finance, and Kansans could not believe that Bob Dole would leave that important thing called agriculture and become a member of the finance committee. Well, he ultimately became the chairman of that committee and had a tremendous opportunity to do lots of things for farmers and everybody else, one of the most powerful and important committees in the Senate. So he had a sense about him, an aura about him, that even in disagreement or concern about something that he'd said or done, it generated a lot of just respect even then. One of the things that the national media for so long, Pete, has been trying to make Bob Dole a moderate. Bob Dole was not a moderate in the sense that we use the word today. I don't know how it was used then, but in today's word, again, they're trying to paint him as something he wasn't. He was a lifelong Republican, a lifelong conservative, cared about electing Republicans, worked hard. It wasn't that he was, when people talk about him, his ability to legislate, it wasn't that he had these ideas that weren't conservative. It was that he knew that to get something done, there had to be some give and take, and he would fight hard for what he believed in, what he thought was right, what he thought mattered to Kansans. But he also worked with colleagues, and because of that personality, the ability to make people laugh, to smile, my colleagues here, there are only 8 senators currently serving who serve with Bob Dole, and their stories to me is that wit eased the tension in a room, and brought people together. So a unique person with experiences that made him such a capable leader in so many ways.
An incredible life and great memories from Senator Jerry Moran on KCMO. So the expectations are, Senator, he will be out to Russell later this week and then Topeka and then laid to rest in Arlington National Cemetery.
That is the plan that I'm aware of. Yes.
Okay. Senator, thank you so much for sharing your memories, for sharing your thoughts, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Senator Jerry Moran on KCMO Talk Radio.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.